In preparation for the next farm bill, subcommittees of the U.S. House Committee on Agriculture are holding a series of hearings. A hearing of the Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee examined the value of USDA export market development programs. One of those testifying was U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tseng. We have highlights from his testimony in this USMEF report.
The Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program have worked very well for the U.S. Meat Export Federation to develop new markets, displace our worldwide competition, and defend American meat products' market share from aggressive competition throughout the world. The Market Access Program and its predecessor, the Target Export Assistance Program and the Market Promotion Program, have been extremely strategic and successful export tools for the U.S. meat industry over the last 30 years. During this time, the U.S. has made great advancements in market access, but while market access played a part in our export growth, market access alone does not guarantee exports. Many times we've seen markets open only to be confronted by consumers who are skeptical about our products or simply unaware of the product's safety and quality. We must dignify trade access with sound marketing programs, and market access program funds have allowed us to address these challenges. Together, market access and marketing are a proven recipe for success in the international marketplace.
Tseng was asked how red meat exports return value to livestock producers and meat processors.
We look at the international marketplace like it's a mosaic, and as we look at different countries, what kinds of products will apply to these different countries, and this is the export success that we have, is we have a diversified portfolio going to almost 100 countries and maximizing the value of each cut, of each item that goes into these various markets, and that's the beauty of the export market. Every pound of meat that we export is sold for more in the international marketplace than it would be sold here.
For more on this hearing, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.